Ain't That a Groove? That's James Brown, and that's from a very recent LP of his. Let's see if we can give you the exact title. It's just, It's a Man's 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 World. Amazing, sensational, thrilling Soul Brother number one. Doesn't really have a title, just James Brown. Working out on stage, doing his entire thing. Yeah, he's a fantastic showman, to lay another one on you. The act hasn't changed much.
Everybody has the same act in that business.
Right. I saw the basic act, maybe... 56 at the Apollo, you know.
It's been that way for 20 years. Right,
but I think that's one of the things people dig about him, because they know they're going to get that, and that's what they want to see. And he's had a lot of imagination, because in his particular area of R&B singing, there are very few who would depart to sing the kind of songs he has on occasion. He's picked up some strange ballads and done them, and, you know.
Well, it's a man's world.
Yeah, really, it's a man's world.
It's a far out thing.
Yeah. Well, James is thinking in his own area.
But is he really happy?
That's is he really happy? Smiles a lot, man, if that is anything.
Seems happy.
You ever do any Dylan tunes?
Yeah, we do. Blue. Baby Blue. Yeah, it's all over now, Baby Blue. We also used to do She Belongs to Me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bob used to croon it.
Yeah. This one was...
Oh, this is Bob's request, incidentally, too. He said we should play it.
Maybe the particular record had an R&B recording, as a matter of fact. Maggie's Farm.
I heard
Solomon Burke, that's right.
Far out. I heard, James Cotton's blues band do it. Sam Lay sang it, the drummer sang it. It was very interesting.
Okay, let's get with Maggie's Blues as recorded by Bob Dylan.